Madonna, Like a Virgin, starting us off on this Monday, 10th of June. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good morning. What's wrong with you now? Are your ears still not
yeah,
at
you? Yeah, I had to turn
I'd say you're up. Going deafer and deafer. I mean, that literally, that knob can now not go up any further.
What, are you joking?
I can't. No, yeah, I know.
You're right. There wasn't a lot in it. Yeah. Up to the max, my friend.
Unbelievable.
Deaf as a post. I couldn't hear the music when I came in this morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like, it's very quiet in here. And they were like, Tara and Mike, what? This is very quiet. Normally the music's on. They were like, it is on. It's just lower than normal.
So there you go. We're going to have to get you checked out again.
I think so.
We'll have to get you syringed. You hate that, don't you?
I hate it. It's like the doctor puts his willy in your ear. It's half.
I've never had my ears syringed. Oh, Mike says it's quite pleasant.
He'd love a willy in the ear. That's a different thing.
That's good points. Good point.
You know what I mean?
I thought he was coming over to defend himself there.
No, he didn't hear that.
He's
not getting involved.
He didn't hear that bit.
Trash talk.
It's ironic that we just said that he likes his ears getting syringed because he likes a willy in his ear, and he didn't hear it.
That's
Anyway, listen, thanks a million for hanging out with us, folks. Good to have you along. Around these parts at least, it's a half-decent bit of an owl morning out there, isn't it?
It's lovely out, yeah. This morning, so it is, yeah.
So hopefully wherever you are, it's not too bad. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. Butty's been on with his regular photo and he's nursing himself through a hangover.
Looks like,
Monday.
Look at that, the sun in the back of his head. Looks like it's after eating part of his cheek. have a good one,
looks
buddy.
Looks like his halo has slipped.
It does, yeah. Look, it's after falling down around the side of your head there, buddy.
J.O. with the one is signing back in. JP has been on. Larbar has been on as well. Back on the early shift is Errol Larbar. And Nigel from Caloocan here wants PJ to give a shout out.
All right.
Because apparently
he's back in
I'm
TG.
Not fucking good enough.
No,
to Nigel
you're not
from
a
Caloocan.
Motorbike man. You get excluded from the motorbike talk.
Well, Nigel, go and just whatever you want. see if PJ reads out any of your texts.
Nigel from Caloocan says, Badger's back from the TT, what a spectacle. Yeah, I'd say it's unbelievable, yeah. Glad good you stuff. Had a good one, so.
There's Tony the Greenkeeper in action. Also, nice here in Hoth, says somebody.
Oh, would you look at that?
My God, that looks like it's the middle of the day there, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I was out in Hoth, actually, over the weekend as well. Out with the dog running around.
Were you?
Where was I? What day was that?
So you went all the way from Dunleary to Hoth, my God.
Yeah, I was out there.
It was like travelling to a different country, was it?
It was. I was out
there. Did you go via sea or air or land?
In the car. me and the dog went out. Took Stella out for a day. It was great. I think it must have been Friday. I was out there and went to visit the lifeboat station and all. It was deadly. Good old crack.
Is that what you do? You just go kind of people. It's like a busman's holiday.
Well, I know one of the lifeboat lads in Hoth is a big Bowls fan, so I know from the Bowls matches. So I just said, I'll drop in now and I'll scab a free cup of tea and a sit down.
He didn't drop in and go, do you need me for anything? Is there anybody needs any rescuing or anything?
Yeah, and he'd be there going, yeah, but don't worry, we have people for that. You see. Good people.
People who know what's going on.
Yeah.
Margaret and Fomoy, morning to you. Also, Sarah in Galway and Chainsaw Man in action as well. So the gang's in full swing.
Yeah, and I met the Budgies from Fox Rock yesterday going into the Dubs match.
Fox Rock.
And he says, why don't you say hello to me anymore? As he said.
Frey, How to Save a Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 16 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday. About to do the birthdays. By the way, that Budgie in Fox Rock, will he be up at this time of the morning?
Oh, I don't know. I just know he was giving out that we weren't giving him a shout, though. So there you go.
I don't remember him texting in recently.
No, that's what I said. There's a lot of texts coming anyway, so it's hard to see. But I haven't seen you.
But to be fair, when somebody calls themselves Budgie, you'd imagine it would stick in your mind a bit.
Especially Budgie from Fox Rock.
Well, exactly.
Bill Namor looks like he's from Fox Rock now. I'm putting that out there.
Because I was going to say, you don't get many Fox Rockians who refer to themselves as Budgie.
As Budgie, yeah.
Really.
Tell you something.
In my experience.
Unless he sort of works in Fox Rock, you know what I mean? Visiting people's houses at night.
Right, birthdays for this 10th of June. We're going to start with one of your favourites. Bit of royalty. You always love a bit of royalty to get you going, don't you?
Oh, God, you know me. I'm such a fan.
It's Jim. The Duke of Edinburgh's birthday.
The old racist prince. Hello. Are you really brown? Or is that just something you did for a laugh? He's such an old head case, isn't he?
He isn't to be trusted, that man.
He's not allowed anymore. They stopped him.
He's a walking diplomatic incident.
Yeah, they stopped him. Do you remember just 2 years ago, or last year maybe, they were saying you're not allowed to talk to people in public anymore.
Yeah. Was he involved in a car crash?
He was, yeah.
And was it one of those sweep it all under the carpet jobs? Or was it was it much?
Kind of. Yeah, what happened? There was a car crash and there was war over it. It was all over the papers and everything
about whether he should be driving or not.
Yeah, about people his age and everything came up too. So I know he's getting old.
But was he actually? Because that's the part that I kind of can't get my head around. The idea that he would be driving himself.
He was driving himself. There it is. He will not be prosecuted over car crash, they said. Last month, where motorists were injured. Look at him in the big mad head in him. He's like a skeleton driving the car. Hello, everybody. I don't know what age he is, but I know he's well into his 90s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't get enough. He hurt somebody anyway, so he did.
That's what I thought. I thought there was somebody involved in it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here and I can't get to the bottom of it that quick.
Hang on a second now. If you're looking at newspapers, it probably has his age in there.
It doesn't actually.
Yeah, cheating scallywag.
It has who is in his 90s, it says.
Oh, right.
So that's not exactly, yeah. So his vehicle with a Kia, he crashed into a Kia.
Oh my God.
I bet she's like, oh, look at that Korean nonsense and not having that on a British road. But he went straight forward, the sneaky old pecker. Go on,
stick here.
Right, he's well into his 90s. He couldn't be 90. No, he couldn't be 99. 97.
This is ridiculous. How do you do that? He couldn't be 99.
Yeah.
I'll go 97.
But in 98, he'd be getting on for crashing into Kias on the road.
He is 98.
Oh, for Jesus' sake. That's stupid, man.
How do you manage to skirt it like that? He couldn't be 99. I'll go 97.
Oh, it says...
And he's 98.
It does say his age in this article as well. At the top. At the very top, it says it. I had just read the headline. They could have cheated.
Right. So, 98 God for Prince Philip. Sake. Right, okay. Right. Go on. Let's get on to the football. You're good on the football.
Oh.
Carlo Ancelotti. Yeah,
Italian.
Former Real manager, former Chelsea manager, now at Napoli.
A bit of an all-round legend, really.
Yeah.
And looks like something out of The Sopranos, too.
Yeah.
He's got the silver fox head, the whole... You'd well believe if he goes, yo, I want the other... Smoke a pig. That's not the word they say for killing a cop. No.
Yeah.
Or does that in Italian? Does that mean smoke a pig?
You mean Parma ham?
No, not Parma ham.
You don't smoke Parma ham. Come on. You sold a little bit of maybe.
No, smoke a pig.
Yeah. What do you mean, roll it up and put it in your mouth? That's stupid.
You put an apple in his mouth and you spin it on the tin. No. How I gotta spell this out for you? I want you to smoke a pig.
I think Carlo Ancelotti's one of those. He has one of those kind of records of having won it as a player and as a manager.
He won what?
The Champions League.
Oh, did he?
I think so. I think that's him.
Yeah, I heard he smoked a judge. That's what I heard. As if that they win the Champions League.
Yeah. When I won it as a player, let's just say, the referee knew in advance how it was going to go.
I smoked a few referees in my time. I'm not afraid of you. Okay. Roll him in ham.
That's the new one. That's the new way of saying it.
I want you to roll him in ham.
Yeah. A little bit of pepper.
Jesus. Do you want me to kill him or not? Because I don't know if we're talking about sandwiches or murder.
Especially since they always seem to have those conversations in delis and places and
joints. They do, don't they?
They always seem to meet up there for their conversations.
Yeah, they're sitting down in some weird sort of strip place that sells pizzas.
Or else in a huge restaurant where they're the only table.
The only table that has anyone at it, yeah. And your man still, the guy owns it is still flat out for some reason. I'm kind of busy now, but I'm going to be right with you boys. Amazing.
So Carlo Ancelotti, who is probably not in any way associated with any mafioso
going on
of any sort.
Happy birthday, Carlo Ancelotti, who is 61.
Oh, God. God, another one off the post. Oh. 60.
Ah, you should have told me it was significant.
I can't because I don't have that many to choose from.
Oh, God, okay. Right.
Right, 60 for Ancelotti today. What about Liz Hurley then?
Oh, I love Liz Hurley. Yeah. Oh, my God, I still love Liz Hurley.
And that dress, PJ. That dress.
Yeah. Jeepers. Now, she was smoking pigs with that dress, I can tell you. Knocking down.
And then to
dead.
Go out with
Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
For a long time. And it turns out then he was more into, well, you know what I mean.
The rhythm of the night.
Yeah, the rhythm of the night. This is the rhythm of the night. Yeah, I know. But she was unbelievable. Like,
I remember she, wasn't there a big
game? I'm talking like she's dead. She's still banging around. She's
isn't just, there, was there some sort of hoo-ha about her and her son or something? Are people saying that the way she, her photographs with her son or something, was it her that they were having a go at?
I don't know what that's about at all.
Maybe it wasn't her. I thought it was her though.
But they looked like they were kind of a bit,
you know, saying it was a bit sort of
inappropriate. Carrying on with your young fella like that.
No, not carrying on, but like, you know, their poses, their photographs, it was sort of
more.
It was a bit couple-y or something.
More mammy and daddy than mammy and son, wasn't it?
Jeez, I don't know. The modern world. I'm not a part of it. I can't keep up with it.
Can't keep up with it.
Can't keep up with
it. I'd be more at home now with Hugh Grant in the car than I was with the inappropriate behaviour. Right, so I'd say, what age are you? Like, 51.
Not bad, in fairness, 54.
Okay.
54. You're there or thereabouts this morning.
Not too
your
far
eyes,
away.
Your eyes getting back in. Right, I have a couple of footballers to finish. You can take either or you can take them as a pair. Right?
Right.
There's Ronnie Johnson, who of course is an ex-United footballer. He was part of that famous 99 treble winning side. Or there's David Platt.
He's ex-United as well.
David Platt?
Yeah. He definitely played for United.
David Platt?
Definitely played for United.
I always thought he was an Arsenal legend. Or was he a sport? I thought he was at Arsenal.
Oh, well, he definitely had a spell at United. There's no
did
doubt
he?
About it. Definitely
I never knew that.
Had a spell at United, yeah.
Right, definitely. So you can have either one of them. They're in a similar proximity age-wise.
David Platt, I remember from Italy 90, and I can't remember why I remember him. I think it was just because he's the most British head. He looks like he just came running out of the coal mines.
Yeah.
But, you know.
To be honest with you, he was always very well coiffed. Do you know what I mean? He always looked like
hold
he was...
On, we've got
hang
some...
a second. Always a youth player.
82. Well, it's obviously, I don't remember that, do I?
That's not his age, by the way.
No, he's younger than that.
He's a bit younger than that.
Yeah, no.
David Platt always looked like he was kind of, you know, that he just had his hair done or something.
He looks a bit like I do now.
No,
the
David
mustache
Platt.
And the thing, no.
No. No, David Platt was always that real sort of like, he looked like he could have been in Haircut 100.
Oh my, I'm thinking of the wrong fella. Let me have a look at this. David Platt.
Right. This should be good now when the image finally pops up.
I have to look at the image so I don't see his age. Oh, Jesus, who's he?
You were saying you remember him.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, I don't. Oh, look at him. Oh, my God. That's not
always,
fair.
Even when he played football, he used to look like that. Like he literally just stepped out of the salon.
But he really looks like a melon. Doesn't
he? Melon?
Yeah.
Right.
He's the most melon-headed man I've ever seen. Oh, right. My God.
Well, which do you want then? Do you want Ronnie Johnson or do you want David Platt?
Well, I can't remember Ronnie Johnson. I'm looking at David Platt now, so at least I have that going for me when it comes
right.
to his age. I'll say he's like 53.
Yes, he is!
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm not good with humans, but I can tell the date of a melon anytime.
Half six here at Classic Hits. Time to get the headlines. Here's Tara.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one, Tara. 6:33. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good form. Good weekend.
Great weekend.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of those weekends. That
great.
Just yeah, no, I mean, there was nothing remarkable. No incidents of note. Just seemed to take a lot longer than 2 days. It was
oh,
lovely.
Yeah. I love when that happens. Yeah.
Wow. Felt like I had like 4 days or something. Nearly.
Sometimes the less you do on a weekend,
yeah,
the longer, the more value you get out of it. Yeah.
That said, weather's poxy. Can we just get this one out of the way now on Monday?
God.
So we get our
it's
grumbling and our groaning
week,
done. No, we're in for another week of... I mean, I was nearly throwing things at the telly last night looking at Siobhan Ryan from Met Aaron saying that we're going to have, in the east of the country this week, we're going to have 2.5 times what would be the average rainfall for a week in June.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
And our temperatures are going to be about between 2 and 4 degrees below what they should be for June.
Even better.
Oh, brilliant. This what good news this
so,
is.
So, poxy all round. Let's get the moaning out of the way on Monday and then regroup and be in better form.
Things can
tomorrow,
only get better from there. Yes. We're starting at the ultimate low.
Yeah, aren't we? It's unbelievable. At least the Women's World Cup is on. Somebody be throwing the feed up
to. Load of sport on, yeah.
Loads of sport on.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm delighted. At least I get a break from the tennis for a week anyway before Wimbledon starts. So, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Well,
silver
lining. Yeah. And there's plenty of clouds.
Yeah, well, true.
What a week for Tara. They were sitting there, wind and rain, and so sitting at home trying to learn how to pronounce Kornahornahoff through our days. Oh, what a week you're going to have.
Looking forward to it.
That's The Cure, Love Cats, here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. The Cure, of course, who were performing over the weekend. Was it Malahide Castle they were in?
It was on Saturday night, yeah. Heard great things about it. I would have loved to have gone to that, actually.
You'd have been into that gig.
I would have, yeah. I would have. It would have been nice, but sure, I wasn't around. And I didn't have a ticket at all in any way, and it sold out so fast.
There you go.
So that was the end
Shabir
of that.
Shabir Kwai, Cosmic Girl, just ahead of that. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We have to give a shout out to JP and Abby. They're on the Waterford to Carrigaline school run.
Oh, there you go. Have
at
a
the
great
moment. It sounds like a trick. Now, I don't know for sure. But is that a...
Waterford to Carrigaline?
Yeah.
Yeah, very whack that is, yeah.
Yeah, for a school run.
Is there really a school run Waterford to Carrigaline?
According to JP, anyway.
That's some going. Fair play some to doing that every day.
Also, Linda's been on. Linda Davies been on. And she just can't believe that it's Monday again already. The weekend goes too fast. Complete opposite to what Tara was saying.
She had four days long. I just come in here for a rest, to be honest. I mean, I have to work most weekends. But I know when I come in here, Jim has to do all the work. So it's a much easier way to go about things.
So you have a 5-day weekend.
Yes, brilliant.
Also, this is obviously somebody who knows you, and more specifically knows your dog.
Yeah.
Morning, Jim and PJ. Love the show. Audrey from Galway. Oh, happy belated birthday to Stella, PJ.
Oh, sure, I was posting. It was Stella's birthday.
Is that what it was?
I was all over the internet.
I do forget that you do own the internet.
Oh,
which are social media.
And me puppy dog braggery for the birthday. Birthday braggery that was going on. We were very smug, me and the dog.
Oh, really?
We had a lovely birthday time
together. Is that why you were out? You took her out for the day?
I took her out, just her for the day, yeah. Mm. The other two were doing their thing and they had their... They had a normal walk, but sure, myself and little Stell, we went off, we did a day in Hoth. We went off, it was deadly it was. We were wandering all around the place, little trip in the car.
Fantastic.
There's this place, the Cheeky Dog Bakery, she got a little cake and
actually,
all.
Actually, now that you mention it, I remember one of your tweets asking about dog-friendly places in Hoth.
Yeah, see? We went out and there's a good place there, the dog house, and go in there. You can sit around. Lovely, so it is. Great old day.
The dog house.
Yeah, it's called the dog
house. That's a great name for it.
It is in fairness now.
Yeah.
It is in fairness. Serious lack
Where's
of places
PJ?
That
him. He's in the doghouse.
He's in the doghouse.
Why what? Oh, no, he's just in the doghouse.
Oh, no, he's always there. Physically and literally. Metaphorically and whatever. You know what I'm saying is.
Yeah. Also, the other JP is disgusted that there's somebody else calling themselves JP.
That's disgraceful, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's amazing to think that there's actually people out there with the same name.
Cass,
how does that ever happen?
He wouldn't have even texted us this morning had there not been another one. He wasn't even in the humour to talk to
calling
us.
Calling him an imposter and everything.
Yeah, dreadful, isn't it?
Shocking. Carry on. Right, listen, it is Monday and it's a big, big Monday on the Hitbit because we're hitting €2,000 today on the Hitbit. €2,000 is what you're playing for because it's Double Money Monday. And the odds are stacked in your favour. There's a clue out there now.
What's the clue again?
It might be.
It might be. And it apparently be. Saying it in that rhythm...
Helps.
I don't know. But just the way Mike was carrying on, the way he kept going, it might be. I was like, right, well... What do you mean he can't say it might be? And he went, it might be. He was doing that being difficult thing, you know, the thing he does.
Yeah, he does that.
So he's being difficult. So that's your clue so far.
Right, and of course, classichits.ie if you want to check out all that's been guessed before and have a listen to the hit bit before we have a go. In about an hour's time, but €2,000 to play for today. Very
tasty. You're going to want to have a go. Classichits.ie if you want to hear all the wrong guesses so far, because when it's that much money, you don't want to waste your guess, you know.
Cool, Abula. Also, interesting little thing on the way after 7 for you as well, if you're looking for love.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, if you're looking for love and Speed. You're into and you're into cycling, which sounds ridiculous to me, but anyway,
it's brilliant, isn't it? I love that we have to do something to promote cycling with Jim around. It's great. Oh, yeah.
PJ will be reading this a lot during the course of the week.
Be like making me do a Mayo GAA promotion. That's how that's how well that's going down with Jim.
Anyway, but yeah, it's an interesting one. There's a big event on. It's a speed dating cycling event that Skoda are behind.
Yeah.
And anyway, we'll tell you about
it's
it after 7.
It looks like a bit of crack.
It's a few bits and pieces. You can win tickets for the event. You can win €150 off of one voucher. as well.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking for your stories.
We're really looking for you to take part, because if nobody wins this, Jim has to go, and we wouldn't want to do it to him.
That's on the way. The Breakfast Table Quiz, we'll have a brand new one. We've got another fabulous hotel break on the Breakfast Table Quiz, up for grabs as always. And whatever's going on, whatever, you know, whatever. Oh, the party, actually. Of course, we've got to tell you, we've got to push the fact that the party's now up and running. End of the month in Dublin.
Yeah.
28th of June. Tickets are available now.
It's the Dublin party. That hasn't been one for a couple of years, I don't think. Yes.
It does feel like a while since we've done a Dublin.
Oh, it's been a couple of years. It's definitely been a couple of years.
Yeah. And this one's on a Friday night as well.
It is.
For some reason, the Dublin ones used to happen on a Thursday night.
I don't know what that was about.
That was a bit weird.
That was weird, carry on. And us getting up the next morning.
I know. Yeah, nobody has any.
Not able to enjoy it or anything. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Well, a different story this time around, I can tell you. Anyway, we'll tell you all about that after 7 as well. And whatever you have in yourself, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Yeah, Daft Punk, One More Time here. Classic Hits, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 10th of June. Good to have you along with us, folks. Thanks for hanging out. 087-188-0008. Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit. Still time for you to check out classichits.ie. You'll find the clue. You'll find the little clip to listen to. You'll find all the previous guesses. And let us know if you fancy having a go. $2,000 to play for in the Hit Bit. That's on the way fairly shortly.
Yeah.
But,
well, I tell you. Mike Hogan has just revealed himself again, so he has.
Yes.
Every so often.
To being a man of dubious taste.
Dubious taste indeed. If he's not playing spotting round the back of the airport or crushing an avocado, he's looking
at the
next
bag. Or trying to tempt a fish out of water.
All of that sort of crack, yeah. So the new, if you live in Dublin, anyway, it's unavoidable. I'm pretty sure it's the same in other cities. But you can't go anywhere in Dublin without seeing some fella on an e-scooter. You know what I mean? Scootering along. And I don't mean like a moped. I'm talking about the stand-up scooters. I saw three this morning.
You'd have as a kid, where you push yourself along with your foot.
Well, no, the e-scooters are the ones.
And the motorised versions.
I suppose it is still a motor if it's electric, is it? Still a motor.
Electric motor.
I don't know.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
So you're not talking about the old sort of put your foot down on the path and push yourself along version?
It's not about children. Not a bit.
Well, I got the impression that was the one Mike wanted to get.
Yeah, it is, because he's only building up to a motor, you know what I mean? Mike is. You wouldn't be starting him on the hard stuff.
He wanted to be environmentally friendlier.
Even friendlier than electricity.
I'll use human power if you don't mind.
If you don't, yeah. Wait, let's see you come in
from
Lucan.
I don't need any of your electricity.
Yeah, let's see you getting from Lucan to the centre of the city on human power
human
with a scooter. So the e-scooter, I saw three of them this morning. Just this morning I saw three of them.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. And where there is ingenuity, where there's incentive, where people do their own thing, well, there quickly follows some bloody politician trying to ruin everybody's crack.
Now
I do think they look ridiculous, personally. That's my own personal thing. I think they look a bit whatever. But look, it's cheap.
Yeah. Isn't that just like going along on a skateboard with a handle?
Exactly. I rest, Your Honour. I rest my case. A skateboard with a handle.
What was the reason that you wanted it for? Nipping to the shops, you said.
Yeah, right. So my little one has a scooter and I'm forever running after.
Right.
So I figure, can't beat them, join them, get one. They're only in around 80 quid. I inquired about this.
Now, are you talking about the motorised one or the pushy footy one?
No, a pushy footy one.
The motorised ones are between like 400 quid and 1200 quid.
Expensive.
Yeah, 1200 quid for the top of the range jobs like at the moment.
A pushy one, and then for a nip to the shop, all that sort of stuff. You don't have to go on the road. You don't have to be a hazard to drivers like Jim.
Exactly. Well, that's a fair point. A fair point he makes.
Yeah.
Would you be able to carry much shopping on a scooter if you're trying to steer it?
Backpack on your back, not a bother.
Good point, actually.
Yeah. Great point.
It's only people like PJ who scoff at you. That's who I'm concerned about. People shouting abuse at me.
God, you look ridiculous, like.
Yeah.
Can I just say, if I saw you nipping to the shop on your scooter, I would absolutely be shouting abuse at you.
See?
I'd follow you in the car, on my motorbike and all. Hey! Get out of the way! Yeah! You dropped your avocados!
See what I mean?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go, yeah.
A man can't push himself along.
Here, leave that child alone. She's having a game. Stop shopping behind those children enjoying themselves, yeah. Oh, I'll be giving you all sorts of grief, yeah.
Right.
I would, yeah.
So what's the story then? So
basically the e-scooters, because they're so popular now, because people are using them for transport, and because people have found a way to, maybe come up with helping the traffic problem in the country.
Yeah.
Well, the government don't like when you help the traffic problem if it's not their own idea. So they're going to legislate. They're working now on coming up with laws to regulate and legislate the scooter. Now, here's the thing. You can't tax it because there's no such thing as road tax, in spite of most people saying there is.
Yeah, there's not.
There's motor tax.
Then
there's no emissions off it, so they can't do that. So are they going to make the likes of Mike do lessons now and do a driving test and all, I wonder?
If you have the E version, the one with the motor, you have to do a test.
Well, like, we don't know what these regulations are going to be. But it does make you wonder. Imagine, would that be brilliant? Mike coming in on a scooter with an L plate stuck to the back of his head. I'd be into that now. But is that what they're going to do? So there was a rally, apparently. Believe it or not, only in Ireland would this happen. Well, not only in Ireland. This is a real unique first world country thing. There's a rally outside the Dáil last month by scooter users.
Right. I have to. I'm liking these, lad. I'm going to support these crowd.
Yeah, well,
these scooter users.
But they were calling for legislation.
Less of an inconvenience than blooming cyclists, that's for sure.
They were calling for legislation to govern the use.
Oh.
So there's people on their scooters going, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I need someone to tell me what's right and what's wrong. Tell me what to do. Like, tell, who's ever heard of a protest like that? Anyway, so that's there. So scooter users are, it's not exactly Hell's Angels now, let's be honest with you.
Right.
Remember the days when getting two wheels,
but I think
getting a motorbike, sticking a devil on your back and going around terrorising everybody. Now it's a bunch of lads on scooters with L plates carrying avocado, standing outside the Dáil going, we don't know what to do. Are we allowed in the bus lane? We don't mind either way. Just let us know.
They sound like a wonderfully friendly bunch.
They do sound like a friendly bunch.
They sound like very friendly
but
people
not,
indeed.
But not the crack either. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be going to a scooter rally in the local pub. You're sitting there wearing, are you going to the bar? You better put your helmet on. There's some slippy tiles over there. We'll see. Anyway,
but, I think it's testimony to what a wonderful bunch of people they are that they would actually say they would seek legislation.
Imagine,
not like those shambles cyclist crowd who are think they can just get away with anything for as long as they want.
Well, cyclist people are totally different. Cyclist people are there going, they don't only just want legislation. They're like, why can't we remove everybody that's not a cyclist off the road?
Yeah, exactly.
The city centre, it shouldn't be for cars. You know that.
I tell you, look at that. Mike's a bit of support there. I'm with Mike on this one. I'd love an e-scooter. Be so handy for my commute in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely handiness about it.
That's from Grania.
Like, I'm sorry.
From the Dart station to the office. That's true, because you can fold them up and stuff, can't you?
You can, yeah. You can fold them up, yeah. I know, I'm giving with one hand, but I'm taking away with the other. I understand them doing that. I am.
Right.
I'm saying it's brilliant. It's the answer to this traffic problem and all of this, right?
Yeah.
I am. I'm saying that. And I'm saying they shouldn't. What makes me laugh is people asking for legislation. Get up on the path and have a crack. Yeah, grand. It's dangerous. And apparently 1,500 people in France have been injured by them. Cuts and bruises. Who cares? It's not that big a deal. You know what I mean?
Unbelievable. Only a cyclist would come out with that sort of carry on. Unbelievable.
Well, I tell you, yes. Well,
only cuts and bruises. Get up on the path. You see that? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you what is wrong with this nation.
Unbelievable.
His name is PJ Gallagher.
And
he's a former cyclist.
Hell's Angel in Lycra right here. Tell you something. I'm going to stick me sticky shorts back on.
Anyway. Get an L plate there and we get Mike on the road.
Get L plate, gonna get me chammy back on, terrorise you.
Beautiful South with Rotterdam here at Classic Hits, 21 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for being with us, folks. Monday, 10th of June. And 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Particularly, actually, you might be interested in this if you're looking for love.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't been to a speed dating event, right?
Well, I'll tell you something.
I've never experienced it myself, right?
Neither have I.
Everybody knows the principle of it. You know, you get a certain amount of time with another individual and then you swap around.
You got to get bell rings bell or whatever and you got to move on, yeah. And now this one involves cycling as well. Dad, we're not getting off that old chestnut this morning.
Yeah, because it's Skoda. This week we're celebrating Skoda Speed Dating Cycle event. It's happening in Avonree in Wicklow on the 29th of June. And you can actually register for this if you're into it. www.welovecycling.ie/speed dating is the actual website for you to register on, okay, if you want to get involved in the event itself, right? But if you want to get involved with us, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone, if you like, because you can get involved in the event because we have tickets for that. But you can also win yourself a €150 one for all voucher. This week, €150 one for all voucher. And basically all we're looking for is, right, if you are on the lookout for love, chances are you've probably tried before. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You've probably done, there's a fair chance you'll have, you know, gone on a date or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You may have had some awkward dates. You may have had a great date. You may have had something that went really well, really bad.
Yeah.
Something that was just mortifying. But either way, we want to hear about it.
Yeah, we want to know if it was in any way unusual, right? Basically, whether it was a disaster in some form or just plain bizarre.
Regardless
of whether it worked out or not.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to have, like, ended in tragedy. Maybe it all turned out for the good in the end, but if it was a bit bizarre along the way.
Yeah, it is Monday though, so the tragedy would be a bit of crack as well, you know. We'll run with that as well. Either way, like Jim says, we just want to hear your dating stories. The more unusual, the better. Let us know, and then you'll be in for with a chance to go cycle speed dating, or just get that 150 voucher. 150 quid, one for all voucher.
Yeah, we've got tickets for the event. As I say, 29th of June. You can check it out on welovecycling.ie/speed dating. It's Skoda's speed dating cycle event. 29th of June at Avonry in Wicklow is the event itself. But so whatever it is, if you have had any sort of bizarre or unusual experience while on a date, that's basically what we're interested in, and we'll stick you into win. So 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a go. CC Peniston finally here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. A little bit earlier on, we told you about this week. We're celebrating the Skoda Speed Dating Cycle event happening on the 29th of June at Avonry in Wicklow. If you want to get involved yourself anyway, regardless of us, welovecycling.ie/speed dating is the website for it. But if you want to get involved with us this week, we'll get you potentially tickets for the event and a €150 all for one voucher. And basically, we're just looking for any of the kind of weirdness, the weirdest, the better, dating story you have. Whether it turned out for the good or for the bad, it makes absolutely no difference.
No difference.
If it was truly weird or bizarre, any sort of date experience that you had, let us know on 087-188-0008. Like this, for example, from Lisa, very quickly. Just the one as a little example of the kind of stuff, right? She said, first proper date I had was to dinner and cinema and then back to himself's house to show me his snake. Wait for it! And lizard and tarantula and various other weird and wonderful creatures that he was into.
He literally sounds creepy, like creepy girl. That's a gas thing, isn't it?
So he had a house full of snakes and lizards and tarantulas and various bits and bobs.
Some break it,
but it worked out because she says 14 years on and we're engaged.
Nah, so you're
kid, house, the whole nine yards.
Mad as each other, I'd say.
There you
mad go.
See?
Mad, isn't it? Come back to my gaff. Do you want to come back and have a look at me snake?
Yeah, so I'd
probably go as well. You know what I mean? Everyone that has one of them.
087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. Right.
Talking to yourself is good for you. Scientists now have confirmed that talking to yourself is not a sign of madness. It's not.
Because they used to say that.
They used to say, yeah, your man's mad. Well, I suppose it's what are you saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're sitting there going, oh yeah, God, listen, I know I can see you, but I don't think you should be eating those donuts in public. You know, if you're saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's probably
you might raise a few eyebrows.
Yeah, like if you're kind of walking around, if you can see what isn't there, I don't know, that's a different thing, isn't it? That's a proper illness. But they used to say that if you talk to yourself, you are mad. You are off the charts mental. And I think that was a little bit unfair because it made us all feel mad. Because let's be honest, we all talk to ourselves.
Everybody has a conversation with themselves at some stage.
Everybody has it. Whether
it's good or bad.
Well, we all know if it's like, bad, if Jim is doing it, that's for sure. The way Jim would carry on.
Come on, Jimmy, you big idiot.
Right, oh my God, to the shop. Will I?
You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing everybody.
You thought you don't even know your way to the shop, do you, bleeding dick? Jim is so hard on himself, it's unreal. So this actually leads right into it. So what they're doing now, right, is they're trying to get you to talk to yourself in a very constructive way. Because that's what it is. We talk to ourselves, we don't really think about it. You know, we talk to ourselves, here's what it is. I've come up with it myself. I'm ignoring the research. We talk to ourselves as people in a way that we never let anyone else talk to ourselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? You especially. Yeah. Oh my God. You know what I mean?
So if somebody else said the things to me that I say to me,
you'd knock them out. You'd knock them out. Yeah. You'd kick them right. You'd kick the stones off them. You shut shit. Unbelievable. And then you'd walk off. Jim would walk off after kicking someone in the stones after someone and go, I didn't even mean to go over the stones. Typically you. Typically you to miss.
Yeah, brutal him.
Unbelievable.
You were trying to kick him in the knee.
I half got him in the bum and everything. It was stupid kick. So what's happening
now? So you're meant to do positive stuff, are you?
Positive mental sort of therapy to yourself.
Is this that thing now where you stand in front of the mirror going, you are a wonderful human being.
That is exactly what it is. Except, right. Yeah, so what they want you to do now, and this is not just me that's made this up, this is from a university, the University of Lethbridge. Famous university that is.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, something.
Why go to Harvard when the University of Lethbridge is banging around the old scholarships? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So what they're all about, the University of Lethbridge, is Professor Ferenc is her name, right? And this is her new thing, and she's in an article in the Reader's Digest at the moment, and she's saying there's nothing more important than the way you talk to yourself. Nothing. So what she recommends and what the university recommends is you write down all your achievements up to date, right?
Okay.
And you write down what's good about yourself. And then you stand in front of the mirror and you start repeating them out loud. There's no point in just thinking them. You have to say them out loud. Makes them sort of viable, real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you stand there. I don't know if you're supposed to be in the nude. I doubt it.
Why did you introduce the idea of being in the nude? Why did it have to go down that road?
I don't know. It's just the always.
Why would you choose to stand in front of the mirror in the nude anyway?
Well, I wouldn't choose to do any of this. I'm just trying to figure out.
I can't believe that thought wafted through your head. I wonder, do you have to be in the nude to do this?
Well, I don't know if there's a dress code or not. I don't know what the dress code is.
Surely if you're trying to make yourself feel better about yourself, the last thing you want to do is appear nude.
I don't know, maybe you want to have a laugh while you're doing it.
Well, that's true. That's true as well, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Matt, you would be distracted looking at yourself in the nude. See you.
Yeah.
You're deadly.
That's the other thing. Do you say you or do you say I?
It does not.
You know what I mean? Do you talk to the person in the mirror or do you?
I don't know. I need
you
to.
Know do. You are. You're a fabulous human being. Are you? So am I.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know is the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to do more research. You're probably right, though.
The best part is if the person in the mirror starts talking back and going, thanks very much.
Yeah, fair play.
I didn't say that. Yeah. Are you not meant to be my reflection?
Hold on a minute.
Wait.
That'll be Jim. Jim's the only person that could look in the mirror and end up going, would you stop contradicting me? Stop interrupting. I'm trying to tell you. Stop it. I'm talking here. So that's what you're supposed to do. And you're supposed to say all these things. And then he says, like anything else, it will feel weird at the start.
Yeah.
Right? It'll feel weird at the start. But once you get to practice it and once you get to approach it from a positive place, you can get used to it. And it becomes quite normal. It becomes very easy to do. And then she says, it will guide your life. Whether it's conscious or not, it will guide your life. And it will change the way you speak to yourself. Because if you make this genuine effort, you know, to sort of congratulate yourself, essentially.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, you have to achieve a lot. Because that'll get quite repetitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can do that once, right?
What do you mean?
I can look in the mirror once and go, right, you know, fair play to you now. Good for you.
Yeah.
You can dress yourself and cook and all. You know?
Yeah.
You're not a bad old skin and you can
drive and all.
Drive and everything and you manage to be early for most things and, you know.
Yeah.
But after 2 months of that, right, yeah, you're not. Look, you know this, right? Just get yourself together, will you? I'm getting sick of you. Oh, you know, yeah, I'd be annoyed with myself.
Yeah, exactly. Because what had happened is
it get very repetitive.
I get to the stage, you go, yeah, but what have you done lately?
Yeah,
you've been thanking, or you've been gratifying yourself all the time. Now, have you done much in the last couple of months?
Well, no, there you go. Haven't.
And all of a sudden, I'd be on a downward spiral.
Same here, and I'd be in the nude. Suddenly, I go, you're after putting on about 2 stone. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit. Oh, it's a little off with it this morning. there you go, it is the classic
excitement.
Hit. €2,000 is what it is this morning, so it's a big one. It's a bit of a jackpot for you. And all for you, of course, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this. Classic hit bit, so there you go. And it's going to be Eugene Kiernan is going to play for us this morning. Hey, Eugene.
Good morning, PJ.
Good morning, Eugene. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Good, yeah. Quiet weekend, yeah. Grand.
Good stuff, yeah. Settle back, enjoyed the rain.
That's it, yeah.
We got £2,000 for you anyway, Eugene. What do you think it is?
I think it's the Beatles' Let It Be.
Let It Be.
Let It Be. My God, what a song. What a classic that is.
Oh, Let It Be Right for you, Eugene. Let It Be Right. Let It Be. Let It Be. Let It Be. Let It Be.
Come on.
Stop. Don't let me continue. Jump in, lads.
When I find Mike singing in times of trouble, then a big no comes to me.
Right.
Oh, sorry about that,
Eugene.
That
was always short and sweet. Eugene, have a good day. Thanks for having a bash.
Okay.
Cheers,
bye.
Man. See take you, care of yourself.
Right, so Fred is in Cork. How are you, Fred?
I'm good, PJ. You?
Yeah, not bad at all. Did you have a good weekend?
Very quiet.
Really?
It was bliss.
Oh, it was bliss, yeah. I'll tell you something. There's a lot to be said for just having the weekend and doing absolutely as little as possible.
Well, it seems to have been a bit of a quiet one all round, was it?
I had a busy one now. I was walking and all, yeah. I know Fred doesn't care about any of this, but...
you never give anything away anyway if you've done something anyway, so...
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So did Mike do out? Is the question. What do you think it is, Fred?
I was hoping it was you too. Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Still haven't found what we were looking for, lads.
Oh.
Very poor this morning. No enthusiasm, lads. That's what's wrong.
I was hoping for a better, Mike.
Yeah,
I was hoping for a better reaction.
I think Fred has summed up really the feelings of us all.
Yeah, yeah.
We were hoping for so much. You built us up and you let us down.
All right.
Fred, listen, have a good one. Take care of yourself, man. Keep
you
at it. Cheers.
Yeah. See you, Fred.
Bye-bye now. By the way, there's the official... for old Fred.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, lads, when are we bringing up the point that PJ's wearing another horse jumper?
Is he?
It's only a miniature horse.
It's a very small horse. It almost went unnoticed.
Unbelievable. You can't even wear a miniature horse around here anymore.
Yeah, even a miniature horse.
God almighty.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
I'll tell you, Monday, bloody Monday, what?
But anyway.
This is ridiculous. I'm telling you.
It's a lovely jumper, PJ.
Is it, yeah?
It's very good. It's very good. I didn't even notice now.
Did the horse shrink in the wash?
I can't.
Do you get the impression that Mike is trying to take us off his pun track there?
Yeah, Mike, is he? Yeah, yeah. It wasn't him that played the horse noise into the microphone.
Mike didn't do anything. What did I do?
Yeah, that's what he did.
My hands are free. Look at... Unbelievable.
Outrageous. I'll tell you something. Can we do something about Bono again? It was more fun slagging him than me.
Right, listen. So I tell you something. Our big build-up to our €2,000 hit bit turned out to be a bit of a damn squib.
Well, did you? In fact, we did it. Yeah, because apparently you're slagging off a comedian. It's great crack. Damien Farley will give you another go when you were 20-5. You can call him whatever you like. And all the wrong guesses so far, including those ones just now, on classichits.ie.
Yeah, absolutely. Classichits.ie to listen to the hit bit, to see the clue, and of course all the previous guesses. And you can play with Damo a bit later on. 20-5. In the meantime, for us, we're off after 8 o'clock. A breakfast table quiz. What else have we got on the go after 8 o'clock?
Well, I had an idea, and I'm after losing it now, because you have me distracted calling me Shergar or Red Rum or whatever the hell you're at. Leave me alone.
Black Box right on time here at Classic Hits on this Monday, 10th of June. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a show. So we've got the breakfast table quiz on the way for you this hour. And what else would I need to remind you of? There was something else I needed to remind you of. Oh, I know what it is. Our Forever Young competition that's going on this week. Because that's running right across all day, all this week. Okay, so it's the opportunity for you to pick up passes for the Sunday of the Forever Young Festival, which is happening, of course, 5th to the 7th of July in Palmerstown House. So I must check in with Mike if we're allowed to kind of tip people the nod as to what they're listening for and when it might happen.
Yeah, we'll have to find that out, yeah.
Okay, I'll find out more on that and I'll fill you in very shortly. But in the meantime...
This is go... Oh, I love this. Sometimes I really enjoy the opportunity to sort of be a post or a pre... A breakfast Niall Boylan. Right. I love the opportunity to do it. So here you go. Wait, this is something that you can.
Are you going to have a rant?
Oh yeah. Well I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say something as if it's impartial, but it won't be. Just like Niall.
Right. Yeah.
This is unbelievable. I mean, I'm not either side of this, but it's ridiculous. You know what this? So right here, wait till you get a load of this. So a senior lawyer called Alex Monaco. You know, if your name is Alex Monaco, you're probably up to no good as it is, right? You're causing trouble, I would say. And he says, vegans should be exempt from making tea. It's not fair. It isn't fair. Because they're putting them in a position where they'd have to handle milk. And that is discrimination. That is discriminating against somebody's belief. If you're making them handle milk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's where we've gotten to.
They're putting pressure on equality lawmakers to outlaw vegan discrimination in the workplace, saying veganism is akin to a religious belief and it merits the same protection under the Equality Act of 2010. Now he's saying if you are Jewish or if you are Muslim and asked to get a round of bacon sandwiches in, well, not on a bat an eyelid. Well, in fact, to be honest with you, if it was meant to just hand, you know, milk is in a pack. If I was working with someone, regardless of the religion, here, I left me sandwich up there, it's in a packet, would you drop it, bring it back down to us on the way?
Yeah.
I said, and he went, sorry, no, I'm a I don't handle bacon in a packet in a different. I'd be there going, do you not know? Right.
You lazy
son. Well, I'll tell you what. Wait till you hear what I'm going to be saying to you next time you need something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd still be, no one's asking you to eat it, consume it, make it.
Or even necessarily touch the substance itself.
No.
You're just touching the packaging.
It's in a carton.
Yeah.
It's in a
carton. Cardboard.
It's a carton. They don't. No one's.
Yeah.
Shut up, Elvis. There's my sensible approach
to
it all.
Shut up, Elvis.
It's my sensible approach to the whole thing.
Oh, brilliant.
So he said, if you're vegan and you refuse to buy a pint of milk to make tea, it's because you believe the dairy industry is torturing cows and blah, then you'd be laughed out of the kitchen, he's saying. In the workplace.
Yeah.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. No one's asking you to put your hand in your own pocket.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to pay for the milk.
Oh, nobody's asking you to put your hand in the milk.
No. I'll put the milk inside you. So he's saying employers should have a duty to ensure vegans are protected. Because, oh my God, they're not protected. Can you imagine having to look at a milk carton? Never mind pick it up for any reason.
Wow.
How would you get through
your
day?
So the next thing is now he's going to what? He's going to, that the milk in supermarkets is going to have to be behind closed doors, is it?
I think it's
so
only
that you
fair.
So that you don't have to see us when you're walking by to get your vegan blooming.
I think it's only fair, Jim.
Whatever you.
I think it's only fair. Yeah, I think it's only fair. Yeah, it's not.
That's
you know
it. So
what
it'll be like it'll be like the drink section before 12 o'clock in the day. It'll be railed off.
Well, yeah, you'd be like the cigarettes. You have to go in and you have to. Ask, there's a pint of milk. And you might go. Oh, that's right. Milk. You have the full fat. Jeez, I'm not a pair.
Give it to us in plain packaging, really, because I think there's two vegans at the door.
Yeah, it'll come in just a blue bag. You get a blue bag of milk like Canada. You'll have to walk it. That'll be it. Yeah. It's mad, isn't it? People are so sensitive. Like, unbelievably
ridiculous.
So sensitive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things I don't like. Not on a point of principle, but I personally think anyone that eats beetroot should be shot.
And your feelings on coleslaw are very strong.
Coleslaw, absolutely. I mean, if people who eat coleslaw, I mean, you're very questionable people.
Yeah.
You'd be one of them. You know what I mean? Yourself and Mike, slaw munchers.
I love a bit of coleslaw. Yeah, I have to say I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of coleslaw.
Of course you are, yeah. Look at you, big.
So would you be going into Andy Bad News saying, I'd like to give out...
I feel discriminated against as a Dublin person.
Yeah, basically, Jim and Mike are forcing me to accept the fact that they eat coleslaw.
Yeah, they are, yeah. They're forcing me to...
I've never had to watch them do it.
I want to complain because Jim made me carry a coleslaw sandwich to the kitchen. He says, if you're going that way, will you put what's left of that in the bin? And my feelings were totally hurt. He knows how I feel about coleslaw.
Yeah.
He knows how I feel about it.
Right.
You know, I'll be there going, it's absolutely disgraceful.
He made me carry a coleslaw and beetroot sandwich.
It's disgusting. I don't think I'm ever going to get over it. I've been having nightmares for the last week over it. I think it's disgraceful.
You're right.
I don't know how to move on with my life since this incident happened.
Yeah, and I think I need a weirdly named lawyer to represent me.
Yeah, there's a fellow, Alex Monaco. I'm going to get Alex Monaco on the case here. He knows what it's like. People who are raised in Dublin can't be around coleslaw. But he doesn't understand that.
I'm telling you, when he brought in that coddle, oh my
God. Oh, jeez. The old boiled sausage. That's another thing that should be banned. Stick that in the beetroot list.
God,
I feel discriminated.
You're a millennial. In excess, new sensation. Actually, a couple of belting 80s tunes back to back there. You did In Excess, new sensation, and Ride on Time from Black Box just ahead of us.
I love that album, though. That kick album with new sensation and from In Excess is unreal.
And as I was saying earlier on, actually, if you're a fan of 80s music, I mean, literally the 80s festival. I mean, just like when you see the lineup and everything for this, we're talking, of course, about. Forever Young. It's happening at Palmerstown House in Nace between the 5th and the 7th of July, okay? We told you about this. 25 original 80s bands all in the one place over that incredible weekend. It's literally, it's them all. The Human League, Level 42 and Jimmy Somerville and Mark Almond and Midge Heaven 17, Tapel, Thompson Twins. Huge, huge list, all right? And this week, right across the day here at Classic Hits, we're giving you the chance to win passes for the Sunday, okay? In fact, it's a bigger prize than that. So the idea is basically that we guarantee we're going to play a specific artist on each day who will be appearing at the Forever Young Festival.
Yeah.
Right, okay? And the idea is that when you hear them played, you text WIN and your own details, and you're in with a chance to win a Sunday pass for two people to go along to the festival, right? So you'd get the day pass for the entire Sunday. But in addition to that, you'd also get thrown back into the draw for four weekend camping tickets, luxury glamping on site for four, And it'll all be ready for you. You just rock up, and there's a champagne reception in the VIP enclosure when you arrive.
Dear, oh dear.
And is that enough, you say?
No.
No.
What else have you got?
Because you'll get a meet and greet with Kim Wilde.
Get out of it.
Get into it.
Get out of it. Right, so there you go. And all you got to do is listen to... It's going to be Human League today, right?
Yeah, it's Damien today, actually.
So when Damien's on, at some stage you will play Human League. When you hear Human League, text WIN to 087-188-0008. And, well, look, all of that could be yours. It's all ahead of you.
So it's as simple as that. We're celebrating Forever Young right across the entire week here at Classic Hits. It's happening between the 5th and 7th of July at Palmer's Townhouse and Nace. It is going to be, if you were in any way a fan of 80s music, this is like the festival.
Oh, big time,
and
yeah,
what,
yeah.
It's going to be such a good atmosphere. It's going to be such a good environment, that sort of vibe, you know what I mean? If you're not a traditional festival goer, this would be the one for you.
Absolutely, yeah.
I reckon.
Kim Wilde as well. That'd be a bit of crack. Yeah. What would you say to Kim Wilde if you met her?
Like, how do you plant your... Oh, no, it was Toya who went on to become a gardener, was it?
Oh, it was, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Wilde. They'd be there going, did you really like going out with Chris Evans? Something like that. It'd be something like that.
Anyway, it's incredible. So Sunday pass for two people, potentially if you're the daily winner, and then that huge prize of the 4-weekend camping tickets, the luxury glamping for four of you, the champagne reception, the meet and greet with Kim Wilde, all of that could be yours. Today, as PJ said, the Human League... Keep feeling fascination at some stage with Damien Farrelly this afternoon. That'll be your opportunity to win.
Dear God, I just googled Kim Wilde and said she's worth 20 million quid. Never mind Chris Evans, I'll be asking. Wow!
Have you got a lend of a
got a lend of a tenner.
25 to 9 just about, and the breakfast table quiz is on the way as always. First one of the week, and this week it's something a little bit different. We have something absolutely brand new, a brand spanking new hotel for you to enjoy. It's called the Marlin Hotel. It's your chance to win a 2-night stay at the Marlin Hotel. Sleep, drink, eat and work all in the heart of Dublin with the all-new Marlin Hotel. So something brand spanking new for you to check out on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. And on a Monday, of course, nothing to beat.
Nothing to beat. The best day to play. Get to stay in a brand new hotel before anyone else. Tell all your friends anything you want about it. Good, bad, nice, indifferent and all. It's going to be fantastic. I'm sure it's a brilliant place to stay, though.
It is. We'll tell you about it during the quiz itself.
Absolutely. 087-188-0008. Give us a shout now if you want to play the quiz.
Late with Mac and Don't Stop, just 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 087-188-0008. If you fancy a bash at the breakfast table, quiz on the way very shortly indeed. Brand new hotel right in the heart of Dublin for you to stay in this week on the breakfast table quiz. So just let us know if you fancy playing. No score to beat on a Monday. You'll be setting the standard for the week.
No score to beat at all yet.
Yeah, which is always good. You're a fan of the old body art yourself there, Mr. Gallagher.
It's probably
one of the most famous things about you, really, is it? Is your kind of love of the old body art?
I think, well, I have a lot of tattoos. Yeah. So, like, for me to say no to that would be a bit ridiculous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be a bit like sitting here saying, I don't like chocolate, but it's halfway through a selection box. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm covered in tattoos. And I always did. My big bugbear about tattoos was this. You know this nonsense people saying to you, oh, well, when you're older. Jesus, oh, when you're older, you're going to regret them. When you're older, you're going to think to stay to me and all. And they go, I've enough to worry about. I'm not going to be thinking when I'm older, right? Yeah, let's face it, the body starts to let you down. When I've got arthritis or rickets or whatever the hell it is, and I'm on my third heart, my second pair of lungs or whatever it is, and I'm, you know, lying in a bed, maybe nearly dead, and someone goes, how was your life? Do you have any regrets? And I go, yeah. I wish I didn't.
I shouldn't have got that three-legged dog.
I never should have got the three-legged dog. Yeah, you know what I mean? I just think that's always been such a nonsense thing to say to someone to get. That's just someone that doesn't understand why anyone has tattoos. And to prove the point, Uri Geller. You know Uri Geller,
the old spoon bender and watch stopper.
A watch starter. That was his thing.
Oh, is that what his thing?
Yeah. Little did we know, they were all chronometer-style watches or whatever it is. Chronograph watches. Which, if you shake them, they work anyway.
Oh, right.
And he was looking at, Walk! I'm shaking them in the air. And of course they start. Some spoofer. But he's after getting a tattoo. And I have to say, he's 72.
Is this his first now?
His first ever tattoo.
Wow.
He's 72. And yes, it's a silly tattoo, but there's no way he's going to regret it. So he is famous for bending spoons, right?
Yeah.
And he's got a tattoo. It's literally from his forearm to his bicep, right? So it passes over the elbow joint. And it's of a spoon. So the whole point is, he flexes his arm and the spoon bends. Every time he bends his arm, the spoon bends. Right?
That's a pretty good idea. That's, in fairness, that's embracing
the nonsense of it. The man made millions pretending he could bend spoons.
Like, he had television specials and everything.
He did, yeah, but he could only use his own spoons.
Yeah.
Oh, he couldn't use, no. Remember that someone...
How did we fall for it back in the day?
Hell, we would have... I don't know.
Because we did fall for it.
Oh, yeah, big and star. The watch one, and we fell for all this nonsense. He made millions. And millions.
He maintains that he can do that remote viewing thing and all that stuff.
He does. He was taken in by the CIA.
Yeah.
And they were getting him to stay. He says, his famous story is they put a pig in one room and him in the other. And says, think about the pig and kill. And he's like, no. This is his way out of this one. No. I will not use my powers for bad. He's like, and he got out. He, like, people still believe
him. And he claimed he was... He claimed he worked for other people as well. He's some... Oh, I can't remember what it was. But they Mexico or somewhere. He was ensconced in the ambassador's residence and all that. And he was with the... Maybe it was the CIA then as well.
Well, he's I think it's safe to say he's a complete spoofer. And he still is. He still says it's all the power of his mind.
And he was a great mate of Michael Jackson, wasn't he?
He was, yes. Sure, there you go. You know what I mean? Like attracts like and all that, Jim. You know what I mean? Oddballs hang around in groups. You are not much more than the company you keep, as I might say. So there you go. But now he has this spoon tattoo, and I think it might be the smartest thing he's ever done. It's a very funny tattoo. He's got a video online of him showing how he can now bend this spoon, like, you know, flexing his, well, you would say his muscles, but he's like a wire. He's like pipes his arms. You know what I mean? He's not exactly jacked.
It's probably the first legitimate spoon bending he's ever done.
I think it might be. And once again, it's a spoon only he has.
He can't do it
with someone else's. But fair play to him. You know what I mean?
Did he ever do one other than the spoon bending, starting watches that anybody could have started?
Yeah.
Was there anything else he was kind of... did he ever do any other sort of magic? Or any...
I'm sure
he must have done a bit of a dodgy mind reading.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he was a magician at the start. Some kind of magician at the start. Well, he was in the Israeli military at the start. Wasn't that his thing?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because he goes on about how he killed a man. He talks a lot about killing a man, which is desperate.
Does he?
He does, yeah. But then again, did he? Was he ever in it? Who knows?
Yeah.
You can't believe a word he says.
Did he do it remotely?
Yeah, this is it. And how do we know he hasn't washed off that tattoo?
I wasn't in the country at the time.
Yeah. I thought about it, though. Really hard. And remember he said he was going to stop Brexit.
Yeah, that went
thing.
Well.
He's stopping Brexit with his mind now. Yeah. That's the thing is he's doing at the moment.
Oh, that's still in process, of course, is it?
Well, yeah.
He can't be called out on that one.
Look, here's Jim. Look at him. He thinks he can bend the spoon. Oh, stop Brexit as easy as you can bend the spoon. These things take time, Jim. It's the power of the mind. You know
you're
what I mean?
There's a lot of minds to influence, I suppose, when you're talking Brexit.
You don't just rub the Brexit and bend it in front of your eyes. You have to, a lot of thinking about it goes into it, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
He says he has to get close to Boris Johnson. He has to rub him for a little bit. He has to rub Theresa May for a little bit. There's a whole lot of rubbing has to go on before Brexit's fixed.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next dog gets the ball. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, as we mentioned, something brand new for you on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Your chance to stay in a brand spanking new hotel. We're giving you the chance to win a two-night stay at the Marlin Hotel. Sleep, drink, eat and work all in the heart of Dublin with the all-new Marlin Hotel. It's a 300-bedroom hotel, so from compact luxury to high-end suites, whatever you want, you can tailor your stay your way. And actually, if you're not lucky enough to win with us this week, okay, you can actually book direct for the best prices at marlinhotel.ie, and if you use the promo code CLASSIC, you'll get an added discount, which is pretty cool. Loads of good stuff about us. There's 24-hour gym space, for example, to work out while you're there. Or if your preferred sport is surfing the internet, they have a 1 gigabyte broadband services available as well for incredibly fast broadband.
Yeah, sounds like a great spot, in fairness.
24-hour like gym would be right up your street, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You could get up in the middle of the night like you do.
Yeah.
And go and work out.
To be fair, that is a bugbear. That's a gripe I have with some places. Because I always get up so early because we're in that pattern here.
Yeah.
So like when you're staying in the place and you start early, a lot of the time the gyms don't open till 8 or 9
at
some best sometimes. So you're like, you're not going to miss it.
24 hours you could be doing it here, PJ.
Yeah, and I'm a morning person rather than, you know, this person, you know those oddballs who can like do 12 or 13 hours work and go, finally, time to work out in the gym. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, if you want to check it out, marlinhotel.ie is the website. We'll tell you more about it through the course of the week. But let's get somebody on to have a go at winning it.
Yeah, it's going
to
be Andrea Harmon, and she's in Kildare. How are you, Andrea?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Oh, good. You?
Grand. Not a bother for Monday.
Yeah, did you have a good weekend for yourself too?
I didn't do much.
Yeah, good. Thanks, stuff. Man. Still enjoyed it though, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. A few days. Was it long or short? Because this is a question I have to ask you. Because Tara thought it was very long, and Mike, well, he says he only blinked and he missed it.
Well, I was working Saturday, so I was sort of, blinked and missed it as well.
God. I was working, so barely a weekend at all.
Shit, that's it. And you're too happy for yourself, Andrea, so yeah.
Right, listen, Andrea, the very best of luck with this. 60 seconds. The good news is nothing to beat. No matter what happens, you'll be top of the leaderboard after today anyway. But obviously, the better score you can get for all concerned. Well, for you, I was going to say. For everybody else, of course, they're willing badness on you. But not us.
No,
we're on your side. Right, 60 seconds. You good to go, PJ?
I am.
Andrea, all set?
Yep.
Here we go.
In what musical does the character Fagin appear?
Oliver Twist.
In what country was the explorer Christopher Columbus born?
Spain.
Who was the leader of the Sinn Féin party?
I don't know.
Marilyn MacDonald. What nationality is the singer Tom Jones?
Welsh.
In children's TV, what colour is Noddy's hat?
Red.
It's blue. Jiminy Cricket acts as the conscience of what Disney character?
Pinocchio.
Yeah. What 80s pop band sang Manic Monday?
Bangles.
What is the capital of Belgium?
Pass.
It's Brussels. What bird lends its name to a score of 2 under par for a hole in a round of golf?
Eagle.
Which TV and film star did David Arquette marry in 1999?
Courtney Cox.
In art, what name is given to the furnace used to fire pottery?
Killen.
Yeah, what do most Americans call nappies?
Diapers.
What is the name for a male goose?
Gander.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the US from what other country?
France.
Complete the title of this book by J.D. Salinger, The Catcher in the What?
Right.
What did the F stand for in John F. Kennedy?
Fitzgerald.
In fashion, what are brogues?
Shoes.
Hey! Yeah,
tell you, well done.
A slightly slippy start, but you were flying at the end.
Wow. For somebody that only had one day at the weekend, I tell you.
Yeah,
that lady's brain is firing on all cylinders today.
Now, unfortunately, Christopher Columbus was born in Italy. I didn't correct you because I wanted to get to keep us going. But there you go. So that's the only one.
I didn't mark that one down anyway. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Blimey. Yeah.
That won last week.
It did. That's a huge score, Andrea.
Daddy.
Yeah, I tell you, you're firing on all cylinders this morning.
Andrea is a very cool customer. Yeah, that's grand.
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, I could have done 18 if I wanted, but decided to just, you know, keep it interesting for the rest of the week. You know what I mean?
So what? What a bell. Yeah.
That's good. You should see me when I'm really going.
I wasn't even listening to you. Only listened to the last few.
Anyway, listen, Andrea Harmon in Kildare, you are top of the leaderboard with 13, and that will take a little bit of beating through the course of the week. To be fair,
someone's going to be very lucky if they can beat you. To be honest,
listen, Andrea, have a cracking day. Well done.
You too. Thanks, lad.
Cheers.
See you, bye.